All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. Typically, every year, I donate anywhere from $300 to $3,000 worth of just random crap to the Salvation Army. When I stopped working as a mortgage guy, an investment banker, and I started working full-time for the Army, you know, after my divorce, I literally donated $5,000 in formal business attire. A lot of it was brand new. Okay, I've donated old Xboxes and toys and furniture. I've even given them money on occasion. But, you know, with the Salvation coming up with this shit that, you know, if you're a white person and you donate to the Salvation Army, you should repent for your racist ideologies. Well, Salvation Army, you're never going to get another fucking penny from me again. The first wave, well, that was about voting. The second wave, that was about the pill. Double wah. The third wave, it was about securing more rights than men. What does the fourth wave look like? Find out and arm yourself against the war for your soul and this country. You need these books here. Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, Volumes 1 and 2. They're on sale now. Click on the link below in the description, because if you save masculinity, you're going to wind up saving the world. All right, I will not shop in your thrift stores. I will not give you money. I will not give you any clothing. You are done. Period. Done deal. And I advise anyone else out there who is insulted by the fact that you have a charity who relies on your best interest in giving them stuff for free, they want you on top of that to somehow change your racist ways. All right, now, let's be honest here. Everyone, I don't care who you are, has preconceived notions to a certain extent. That's just the way it is. All right? And yeah, I'm a white guy. I grew up in a single mother home. My mother was on welfare until I was at the end of seventh grade. Okay, I got no scholarships, nothing. The only thing I ever was able to do for myself was join the military. And at no time did they say, oh, okay, Pop, it's all good to go. Don't worry about that, you're a white guy. It's all good. Never happened, not one goddamn time in 33 years. And in that 33 years, I've seen three wars, several other operations that are not going to kiss the pages of history. I've made it through basic training, advanced infantry school, airborne school, ranger indoctrination program, ranger school, special forces selection, special forces school. Intel Analyst School, Civil Affairs, PsyOps. I did all of that, and at no time was my skin color ever part of their criteria to do the job. They gave you a test. Either you score X amount or you don't. You take a PT test. You got to move from point A to point B in a certain amount of time or you don't. That's it right there. And unfortunately, we have some minority communities out there
who have been utterly decimated in the fact that they don't have fathers in their homes. The black community, 75% are born out of wedlock. They don't seem to realize a child coming up to a single mother is at a supreme disadvantage. How do I know this? Because I was one. It took me a long time to unfuck the noodling that went on while I was growing up in a single mother home, you know, and most of my teachers were female. I didn't have any male role models. I didn't have a father. And I literally got, it wasn't until I got divorced when I finally realized how much of a clusterfuck my thinking meat was and how I had to go and I had to take steps to fix it. Period. All right. So, in my opinion, to hell with Salvation Army. And, you know, if you want to donate, I run my own 501c that specializes in educating the men out there to the dangers of marriage and feminism. And I make direct attempts to try to stop male, veteran, and soldier suicide. Period. Next one. Let's see what we got here. Okay, now I got a question from a guy about building a thermal suit. All right, now I have actually been researching this for quite some time, probably 10 years, because I was able to see back then that this was probably going to be a thing of the future. Thermal's a bitch. And if you don't have the equipment to hide from thermal and the enemy has thermal capabilities, you're a dead man. I have seen the effects of thermal on people who are not prepared for it. And this guy here basically walks you through the whole deal. You know, 10 to 12 yards of you know, the fabric to cover your body. You got to layer it. And then he uses a radiant barrier here, okay, which I have experimented with, and it is fairly effective. All right, now, of the anti-thermal suit that I have, it's more like a anti-thermal cloak. It's not a suit. It's more like a poncho. And it will hide you from a thermal camera to an extent. If you are out in the open, you're probably going to get spotted. But if you are in any type of concealment, it will lower your heat signature down enough so you don't actually pop up. You're not basically a neon sign saying, shoot me on it. All right, so here is, I'm going to go to the link here. This is what it looks like right here. It's not that expensive, you know, $100 for 10 yards. There you go. All right, let's go back here. Let's see. Okay, so he basically says the suit basically dissipates heat very fast, which makes your outer surface take on the ambient temperatures of the air around you. Now, I've seen this work. So, you know, if you want to actually research this for yourself and look it up, okay, go ahead. Let's see, I'm trying to figure it out. Snakebite Tactical. They're the ones that used to make this. I haven't been able to find them online as of yet. But, just so you know, there are people out there working on this, and I'm one of them. Hopefully I'll be able to get something put together and be able to get it tested it on camera, and then be able to put together a pattern that's commercially available to anyone out there who wants to build their own. All right, I think that's it for today with the Live from the Lairs. Take it easy.